What's up, guys? We're back at it again. Juice Cast.
Yes.
Flat Earth 2.0.
2.0, because all you guys are crybabies.
Well, the reason why we're doing this is because I don't know why. Honestly, it's just stupid. We get comments from only the dumb. That's really it. And, you know, it would be awesome if we had some comments with people like, hold on a second, idiots.
Okay, well, here's the deal. First off, if you aren't one of the dumb, like, share, subscribe, turn on notifications, stick with us.
Yeah.
We're going to get into this. Last week, for those of you who don't know, who are seeing this video, we did a video on Flat Earth, and obviously we're a newer channel, relatively newer. We've been doing this for, 6 months-ish now? You know what I mean? So it's like, it's not like we got a whole lot of traffic when it comes to comments and stuff.
Right.
And this one exploded for us on our standards. And a lot of people were really upset with the way that we came at our belief and our feeling towards Flat Earth. And to be quite frank, that's just how we feel.
Yeah. And honestly, I don't care.
The whole reason we came up with the idea to do that topic is because it's somewhat controversial. Not for us, but just like the way people think about it. And it's not just Flat Earth compared to round earth. It's like, that's just how society is now. No one's wrong. Everyone has to have their way. No one can. There was one guy, what was his name? Something Righteousness. I didn't say his whole name. We'll try to keep names out of it. But that guy, it was something Righteousness. If you want to go look at the old comments, you'll find him. He nailed it. I even said it in one of the comments that we rebutted. He nailed it. He came at us with a nice, even keel tone. He tried to present facts clearly and calmly. He was polite. That's the kind of people that would be glad to have a conversation.
Isn't that the same one that tried to quote me and then it was wrong?
No. That was someone completely different.
Oh, okay.
We had a couple. We had the one. But if you go back and look, he literally calmly and coolly laid out his argument.
Yeah.
Said, check this out. Look into this. And we did. Still don't believe it. But
right.
That's how you do it. There was other people that were like calling us ignorant. And hey, you know what? If that's what you want to do, that's fine. But I've been saying this. This is kind of off the flat earth topic. I've been saying this for a long time. This is why we don't get shit done in the world anymore.
Right.
Because everyone wants to like, oh, you disagree with me? Well, you're ignorant. Or you're this or you're that. And that's fine. Go ahead. But it's just like, it's no wonder we can't figure anything out as a society.
Well, and it also, it just makes you look that much more dumb. When you sit there and belittle somebody else on their beliefs,
and don't even and then you
say stuff that just flabbergasts the mind, dude. Like, really? Like, especially, you know, there's a comment about seeing a ship 20 miles away. No, no, you didn't.
You don't.
It's
need
not
to get
20
in,
miles.
You don't
away.
Need to get into the specifics of the
but,
comments.
Yeah, it's but just, you know. I just wanted to make a point to say, you know, honestly, regardless of what people think, I think flat earthers are dumb.
Well,
I'm not going to go at many people. We like to be, you know, respectful of people, but for me, I think the flat earthers, a lot of them are just dumb. And I think it's cool when you like try and say, well, what if this? Then that's cool. Like he said before, like, what if this? Yeah. Check this out. Let's see. What do you think about this? All that's awesome. I love that conversation. But when you sit there and call somebody ignorant for believing in something that has been proven over thousands of years of science, dumb.
About thousands of years.
But no, it's been a long time since like the Copernicus era, Copernicus revolution, and I can't remember exactly how long ago it was.
You said you had all the facts.
It's been thousands of years of research and
I get it, and that's
trying to figure this shit out.
But. That's just it. So we're sitting here looking at all these people who get upset because we have an opinion, and we look at the world like this. Yes, people lie. Institutions lie. Governments lie.
Yeah.
Corporations lie. We don't disbelieve that. That's a fact that these people are dishonest and deceitful and everything's for their own gain. But you can't sit here and tell me that you can continue to try to stand on these little tiny thin limbs of what you think is reality.
Yeah.
And that's fine. Once again, if you want to think that the earth is flat and your weird record of a planet is floating around while everything else is round and spherical and revolving around the sun.
Yeah.
Fine. All I'm trying to get is this. We believe that the earth is round, right? And when it comes down to it, what else can we really say? Because everybody just wants to sit here and be like, oh, well, this and this and this. You're like, no, this, this, this. You're like, no, no, that's not possible.
Well, that's the funny thing about flat earthers is that, you know, no matter what evidence is brought to them, they'll shit on it and run away victorious.
What was the meme?
I was reading a comment on another video where
did some homework. We looked into
an astronomer, which this is, I don't listen to mainstream NASA and governments telling me the earth is round. No, I listen to astronomers who are really big nerds on this stuff that do it because they love it and they've found their evidence. Well, there's a comment on there where it said, arguing with flat earthers is like playing, you could be the best chess player on the face of the earth, but they can just come along and smack all the chess pieces off the board, shit on the board, and run away in victory or like claim victory.
I win.
Yeah. But I mean, in most cases, that's how it is, really. And it's just kind of ridiculous. But, you know, there's so much
proof
and real evidence that you, a lot of the flat earthers are blind to because they're so fiercely dedicated to proving the earth is flat that they completely disregard any of the real facts going on. You know, and you got to listen to the astronomers who legitimately love this stuff and legitimately dedicate their lives to figuring this out. And if they figured out that the earth was flat, they'd tell you. And I haven't found one yet.
Well, that's kind of what I was getting at earlier, and then I'm all distracted with other things in life right now. But, like, that's what I was trying to say is, like, these people, you could literally sit here and give them all the facts and tell them what we believe, calmly, coolly, collectively. And they're going to be like, no, no, and just, like, get defensive and get upset and say you're ridiculous. And it's just like, man, we can't.
And you know, we can't hang our heads on these people that are commenting because we're only getting the people who are.
Well, because anybody, so this is how it's going to work.
Because there's plenty of people out there that'll back us up. They're just not watching our videos because we're dumb too.
Yeah, we're not that smart. But we're smart enough to look at the world and say, yes, it's a round disk, just like all the round disks.
Round disk.
No, I did it. It's a round planet floating around with other round planets, moons,
it's like
suns.
A pizza.
It's not an anomaly. But it's hard to think about some of this stuff, man, because it's just like,
well,
how did we get here?
Here's the thing. You know, a lot of them were complaining that we didn't know our own facts and our own. Well, yeah, I do. We just talk when we come on here.
Yeah,
and talk,
I went to second grade. Okay. It's real simple.
My
teacher had a globe, but she went, this is this place.
Right.
This is this place.
And God. You know, we come on here and we kind of give surface level stuff. We just have a easy conversation about stuff. We don't claim to be like geniuses.
If you
and know
come
all the
to
facts,
watch our podcast, there's very few things that we're going to tell you we're experts on, but we have a good common knowledge of. That's why we have such a variety of topics we cover here at Juice Box Pro Studios.
Yes.
So,
because we just like talking about random stuff.
This is what we're going to do, okay? To finish out the rest of this video, we've now voiced our opinion. We've kind of went a little hectic. So if you're still here,
yeah,
you're still upset. This is how we know the earth is round.
Yes.
Go.
So, one, if you're on the other, if you're on other parts of the earth, like say you're on the opposite part of the earth from us right now, you're going to see in a completely different sky. That doesn't happen on a flat plane. That
stars.
It just doesn't.
Stars. You're going to see a completely different night sky.
Yep. All different stars. Not even necessarily different stars, but even different, like, like the Big Dipper would be backwards in some places, like what we see here. But that's just when the Big Dipper gets to that part of the Earth, but that's because it's rotating. Anyway, so with like plane flights, okay? The plane flight from, I think it's like southern South America to Australia, the plane flight goes completely over the ocean the entire flight.
You mean South America?
Yeah, Southern South America.
South America?
Yes. Well, so, you know, if this was a flat Earth and you drew a line from that spot to Australia, they would have to fly over other land masses like Europe and stuff like that. Well, that would be to get the same hour flight that they get in reality that they take over the oceans. So if it was a flat Earth, they would have to arc around the land masses. And that flight length would be far longer than what it actually takes.
It would be immense.
Yeah, immense. And, you know, a lot of them want to just sit here and say, well, that's because the plane is traveling way faster than we think.
Yeah, that was somebody's argument. They said, but it's traveling much faster than what they say they're traveling.
Right.
So once again, your basis is once again based on somebody else's lies.
Right. And also, when a plane, they always ask, you know, why isn't the pilot constantly correcting the nose of the plane downwards to account for the curve of the Earth? Well, that's because they have amazing technology that keeps the altitude at a certain point at all times.
That one's real simple, okay?
So it is unnoticeable to you and even the pilot that they're it's always correcting.
It's not always correcting.
It's consistently correcting.
That plane is being flown based off one of the simplest tools in the history of the world. It's not advanced technology. Maybe now when they use computers it is.
That's what I mean.
It's run off the simplest tool ever. You know what that tool is?
What?
A level.
Right, yeah.
You know what a level does?
Yeah.
Whatever it's standing above, it's centered.
Yeah.
Because of gravity on a round planet.
Right.
Okay. So if you go from here to 100 miles here, as long as that level stayed there, you will stay with the curvature of that plane.
Right.
That's it.
And also, they have calculated with mathematics. A simple thing. A triangle on a flat surface. If I drew a triangle right here on this flat surface, and each corner was a 90-degree angle, it would never create a triangle, okay? So now on a curve, they have found out that either with plane flight, that if you do two 90-degree turns, you end up creating a triangular shape, which can only happen on a curve.
Okay. That one you lost me on, but that's
so
fine.
So if you go in a straight line, and you turn 90 degrees.
Okay.
And then you turn another 90 degrees after that straight line, and you end up back at the same point, creating a triangle.
Because it's on a curve.
Because it's on a curve, right. That's
okay.
Simple geometry and mathematics that they've used to figure this stuff out. And also, if, especially for all of you who love, absolutely love to look out over the ocean, okay, you take a high-powered zoom lens on a camera. I know this. I've done it. I am a photographer. I love photography. Okay. You zoom out to the farthest ship you can see. Okay. You can't see the bottom of the ship. It's not 20 miles away. I'll tell you that right now, because some of you just don't understand how far 20 miles is. Okay. Drive in your car 20 miles and tell me if you think wherever you started at, you should be able to see yourself, no matter if it's flat or not. You're not going to be able to see it, period. So, also, when you zoom out that far, you're going to see a line where literally things just stop. And that's not because your eyes can't see it because it's so far away. No, that you're using a zoom lens. It's curving over the horizon. You can see it. Okay, you can see it. It's just plain and simple.
Yeah.
Not to mention all of the other scientific experiments with like the stick and the shadows and all that stuff that
you said
been done.
Scientifical.
Scientifical.
Scientific?
Scientifical. It's
that's
my
right. I believe the world is not flat or round.
Vrat.
It's scientifical.
It's scientifical. But no, I mean, look.
So like I said, that's all the facts. He's been deeply rooted trying to figure out his rebuttal.
Well, not even just that. I mean, I've learned this stuff over.
Well, he's taking astronomy. He's in college still. He's an old man in college. That's fine. But he takes astronomy.
Astrolamali.
I was talking about it. But he's looked into, he's learned, he's taken classes.
And look, I've had many years of doing Adderall and staring at my phone trying to figure out if the earth is flat too. And guess what? It's not.
Yeah, that's a long time ago. But it still hasn't changed. It's still round.
Yeah.
This is my thing. And every time one of you flat earthers come out and say, you know, this, you give facts that you think are facts. Fine. Believe what you want. I'm a libertarian. Go for it. And then I say, this is what I believe, and I rebuttal, bang, 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 bang. I rebuttal that with facts.
Yeah.
Your immediate thing to say is, oh, well, those are lies. It's a cover-up. It's a conspiracy. This, that, and the third. Not all of it. Sometimes you guys are like, no, this. And then you can actually have a conversation or a debate. But a lot of times, if you look at anything, once somebody puts a straight-up fact like, no, it's round, this is why, people are like, well, yeah, but that's because it's a myth. It's a lie. It's a cover-up. It's like every one of your arguments can't come back to a fisheye lens or NASA doesn't want people to know or there's something at Antarctica surrounding us and we can't go there.
Like, or your hour-long videos that have like some weird lady talking about weird math and then having these photographs that are taken from 50 feet away from a pole and they're like supposedly they took this from the shore from 15 miles away.
Just look at it.
No, just some of these videos, you guys need to understand that video was dumb. That video was if you listen to that and yes, this is what I'm talking about. This is the proof I've been looking for. You're an idiot. That's all I gotta say.
So animated.
That's all I gotta say, man. I mean, seriously, that hurt my brain cells watching that video.
Yeah. Well, and that's like I said, with some of these people, you can't get common sense across to them. You know what I'm saying? No.
And
if you want to, I've said this about everything. This is how I live my life. This is how I go about my business. If you want to chop your genitals off and be the other sex, if you want to practice whatever religion you want to practice, if you want to love whoever you want to love or be whoever you want to be, as long as it's in the bounds of the law,
do it.
Go for it. And I will literally not try to stop you. I might have an opinion.
We'll respect everything.
But I'm not going to say you can't do that because I think something. Okay? And it goes the same thing with Flat Earth. We're going to come out here. And we're going to say, we think you guys are crazy. We're going to say that everything that you're saying isn't based in fact, in our opinion. And this is what we feel like. You guys are fucking crazy.
Apparently, we scared somebody. We're scary watching them. You remember the one comment? You guys are just scary.
Oh, yeah.
What? We haven't even really talked about anything. We're just being idiots up here.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of what we're doing, this is supposed to be entertaining.
Yeah, we're just
make you open your mind and think. And yeah. We're trying to get people who have already opened their mind a little bit too much to, like, come back down to Earth, which is round. And that's all I'm trying to get at, man. Like, if you want to believe in flat Earth and you put something in the comments below, like, hey, you know, this is what I believe, we're going to say, hey, this is what we believe.
Yeah, that's cool.
Do you, bro?
Yeah.
But you can't sit here and try to force everyone else to think something. And not everybody does that, but some people do. And when they can't get their way, they go to name-calling. They go to,
like I just did,
threats, or they yeah. Well, it's just, I'm not saying
different.
What we experienced in the last video was name calling per se so much. I guess that's the thing. Like you're dead set on this flat Earth thing, and I know we're doing a video about flat Earth, and I should be too. But it's just society in general, man.
Yeah,
it's just the way things work nowadays, and it's insane that we all can't just like have a common understanding and get this shit figured out. Flat Earth to government to race, religion, sex. Like, who? If people would just do their thing and not try to force their ideas or their views on other people and claim that their pussy feelings were hurt, then we'd be fine. But the people don't do that. Everyone needs a trophy and a handout and be told they're right and validation. And it's like, look, if you want to believe in flat Earth, it's your prerogative, man.
Yep.
People are going to look at you like you're a cuckoo bird.
And you don't have to believe us, and we believe what we believe. You don't have to believe it, but we're just sitting here telling you what we believe. We're not telling you to believe it, but
that's right.
Do you, boo-boo. With that, I think we're going to end part two.
Part two.
Tell us what you think. Hey, if you are a flat earther and you're listening to this and you're upset, whatever, that's fine. We like it. Go ahead and post a real map.
What do you mean a real map?
Like an actual, like what, is there, like I've seen maps, like they're little sphere that's flattened. If you've got a real map, because a lot of them claim we don't know their facts, whatever, then show
what,
them to
what
us.
What real map? Yeah. There's no real map.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like if you've got what is your actual map that you guys go off of? Because I've seen a lot of them and I don't know which one that real flat earthers go off of.
Yeah, and so, like I said, if you think that you have the proof or the evidence, run it. Let's see it.
Yeah.
And we will talk about it.
Let's
but,
do it.
You know?
Till next time, though.
Yeah, we'll be here waiting.
All right.
Take it easy.
Peace.
Peace.